Yeah, man. Mess. Cash Lord Mess, nigga. Cash Lord, what's up? Black Squad Mafia, nigga. You are now tapped in, nigga. With the Treveri Compass, man. Let's bust these niggas' nose, nigga. Fuck you ain't no, nigga.
Hey, yeah, it's a Bay Area Compass exclusive interview with Messy Mars. It's good, man.
Shit, man. Tapping in, man. Tired as fuck. What's happening, though?
Shit, man, it's good with me, man, knocking that new single we just dropped, boy.
Yeah, that's a sassy bag to a blimp. That shit off my two free new, how you say that shit, bro? My two new free mixtapes, nigga. Never say nothing you won't play back to you, volume 1 and 2, which will be available, my nigga, for free download, too, in 2 weeks, man. I should have the artwork, like. In like 2 days or something. I'ma feed y'all that shit too, though. What's poppin', though?
Man, nah, man. People, you know what I'm saying? They juiced up about it, bruh. They over there leaving tons of comments, knocking the shit out of the album, the new song and shit, the new single, bruh. And I know they're waiting for that album, bruh. But, so S. Dot produced it, huh?
S. Dot, my young nigga. Yep. That nigga got that heat, man, that gas nigga. Yep, that gas nigga.
Hey. Hey, but what do you have to say about these the comments that people have been talking about in regards to the single? Some people say, hey, the style switched up and this and that. I mean, we think it's gas, obviously, right? But there's some cats that say, man, he gotta bring that old style back and this and that and this but I mean, but what do you have to say to that, bro?
I'm saying it's production involved in the old mess. Probably why a lot of men, artists, you know what I'm saying, or rappers or whatever, man, however y'all ball, you know what I'm saying, y'all call it, you know what I'm saying, it's production that's involved with, you know, me being the old mess. So a lot of people caught up on their memories that they have. You know what I'm saying? When they listen to, you know, the old mess, man, the good times, the bad times, everything that I got them through, you know, with the content of my lyrics as well as the production. So if I went back to the production, I'd probably be one of the more, artists, you know, from my era, one of the artists, you know, from my era that would have to grind a whole lot more because I couldn't jump in this young nigga lane no more, man. And what people forgot is I talk, you know what I'm saying? These my little babies, man. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So when I come home, it wasn't nothing for me to jump right back in that lane, man. You know, a lot of credit is due, man, to my legacy right now as we speak today, man. You know what I'm saying? I sell a lot of trends, man, around the Bay Area and around the West Coast. And, you know, the Midwest, too, as well, homeboy. So, you know, when you say the old mess, it's production involved in that shit. Then y'all niggas will be saying I fell off. I sound like an old-ass, you know what I'm saying? One of them old-ass niggas. You feel what I'm saying? No disrespect to nobody from my era, though. But, you know, it's production involved in that. If I brung all that back, then, you know what I'm saying, I'd be one of them outdated-ass niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Couldn't supercharge this game on none of this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And forgotten, though, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm feeling it, bro. Because we see that shit from the single with Kafani to the features, which you just did with Shill Mack. And with
Dope
the new
dude.
Single now, the production, everything is on hit, man, and we're excited about the new mixtapes.
Yeah, man, dope nigga, man. Shill Mack, shout out to Jose Speed, whole city of Fairfield. You know, they try to look past, and have been looking past my nigga since EZSD, man. You know, Freaky Fred and them, you know what I'm saying, though? And them was my niggas, too, man. So, shout out Jose Speed, man. We got number two coming, man. My nigga Kafani, you know what I'm saying, just come home, too, man. You feel me? Welcome home, bruh. You know, those were the two singles in one of the projects that I've done since I've been home. You know what I'm saying? I just been in this so 100 lane, like, you feel me? I ain't been using no pen. I just been on my soul 100, though. You know what I'm saying, though? And, you know, that's what you hearing. You hearing mess on this soul 100, man. You feel me?
Uh-huh. Yeah, hell yeah, man. and we juiced about it because, you know what I'm saying, the singles definitely make the numbers online right now. So they want that shit. Regardless if it's the new style, whatever you want to call it, it's Messy Mars and the 2018, 19, and the future. So that's dope, man. But the new mixtapes, man, I think people want to know why you dropping these for free. You know what I'm saying? That's the big question. Like, why are you just letting go of this music? Coming back and just hitting them.
Because I felt like I owed it to the people. You feel what I'm saying? I just knocked down three, man. I've been on, what, 6 months, 5 months, 6 months? You know what I'm saying? I'm popping tags, man. I'm brand new shit right now, man, in my spot right now, man, on my Sub 100 shit, though, right? You know what I'm saying? I just get some shit in St. Louis, man. You feel me? 6 months home, man. You know, back. Like, I left a bitch for real, though. You know, and I'm enjoying my freedom. You feel me? And I just felt like, man, let me get these people something, man. So the release date is May 22nd, 2018. May 22nd and May 23rd. Like I said, I had an artwork in a couple of days, man. I'm going to blast you the artwork, man, and we can get that breaking. You feel what I'm saying? But never say nothing. You won't play back to you. The two free new mixtapes going to be available for free download on the Compass, man. I just feel like I owe them that. These kids get these Apple cards, like, once every blue moon. So it's just like, you know what I'm saying, that data plan and the YouTube playlist burning niggas' iPhone game up. So I'm just like, nigga, I just got to get these motherfuckers to throw in their iTunes list, on their iTunes list, man, and bust these motherfuckers' nose that way, man. You know what I'm saying? And they'd appreciate it, man. Maybe they'd appreciate it. So that's why I did it.
Yeah. Nah, it's definitely appreciated, bro. I know they've been feeding for it for a while, and it's finally here. So now Cass is just loving it, you know what I'm saying? That even though they are speaking about what they heard in the past, but, I mean, now they got to start appreciate the new mess. You feel me? The new mess that's going to be dropping Sunday. It's something for real.
It's love, you know what I'm saying? It's love, man. Like I said, man, I came home and I jumped right in that lane with my young niggas, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers tripping off, you know what I'm saying? A nigga, Mac Blast and shit with the blind, you know what I'm saying? All the shit, like, you know, this is definitely a new mess, man. But, you know, you can ask any nigga in Oakland, San Francisco, Richmond, anywhere in California, man, since I've been home, I've been jumping out like I've been ready to go back. You feel what I'm saying? He got that burner. Blood got his hands on that burner, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't mind, nigga. So, you know, that never left me either. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the streets respect. And that's what they respected in the beginning. So, you know what I'm saying? Without me coming home doing that, you know, I would have lost a lot of respect from the streets in the Bay Area, too, man, as well, though. And I not say that just to say that because it's a lot of suckers and fake-ass niggas that talk this street shit. It's like a psychology thing, a reverse psychology thing. You big old street nigga. But you the nigga online, though. Nigga threatening niggas and shit or whatever, or however, though. You know what I'm saying, though? So this nigga that you calling an internet gangster or whatever, don't get back online and bust your nose that way, though. You feel what I'm saying, though? Nigga, I don't threaten motherfuckers, man. I bag on niggas all day long. I could bag on you for 7 days straight. Nigga, I kept on you for 7 days straight, you bitch-ass nigga. You broke-ass nigga. But I'm not finna sit out here and entertain no threats over no online media. Hip-hop police is alive and real. These same niggas that just claim they the biggest gangsters in the world, you feel me? But like I said, I mentioned that to say, man, I love you, Oakland. I love you, Frisco, Richmond, Pittsburgh. I love all y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Just and including the Midwest, too, my nigga. I love all y'all. I'm jumping out the same way, nigga. I will spank you, nigga. It's my motherfucking name right now, niggas. Being my name, man. Ain't nothing ever happened to me, nigga, around in parts of the world, nigga. Ain't nothing gonna happen to me, man. Don't fall into these politics, my nigga. All this shit just some fake ass shit these fake ass niggas doing, proclaiming the real street nigga, and they dry snitching they goddamn self, nigga. You know what I'm saying, though? Yeah. Like I said, man, I don't get on this online, nigga, and make no threats to nobody, nigga, and start no fake ass shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah, there you have it, man. There you have it. Go get the new mixtapes, my nigga. 5/22/18, man. The biggest day in the world, man, for Bay Area, man. Bay Area history. Mez gave us two jugs, nigga, for nothing. Nigga.
For real, that's real talk, man. And so you're saying that on the 22nd of May, that's when you're going to drop both of them?
The 22nd of May. The 22nd or the 23rd. Like I said, I'm not sure, but it's one of them days. I'm going to give you the artwork, bruh. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can post that too, man, with the date on it and all the shit. Like I said, if I'm not mistaken, my nigga, it's either the 22nd or the 23rd. Yeah, real Frisco too, nigga. A demo, okay.
Damn. So with that, you're talking about we're going to have a new video as well, right? Because I know what the...
That's just what I was finna get into, too. Go ahead, my nigga.
Because, you know what I'm saying? The last time we spoke, man, like on another interview, you had mentioned that you hadn't had to drop the video in, like, so many years. Now, all of a sudden, you hit them with a few videos and now message back to the scene, man. So now we want to see some more videos. You feel me?
And I want to talk about that, too. It's been 20-something years, man. You feel me? I've been busting these niggas' head with no visual. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I got the most room right now coming from my era too, as well in this lane with the visual, because I only had 4 videos today. You know, I was shooting videos when a video meant something. It was 10,000 a video, 50,000 a video, man. You know what I'm saying? My video I put out was, first video was 1995, my nigga. That was 15 motherfucking bands. You know what I'm saying, though? Now it's like, I got to keep up and you got to keep up, and you know, and being in this industry, this independent industry, this viral industry, this viral digital iPhone industry, you got to keep up with these cameras, man, these cameras though. So, you know what I'm saying? The speaking on my name part 1 and part 2 wasn't nothing about nothing but me giving the people a visual. Damn, that's got a gray in this shit. You know what I'm saying? A chance to really grow with me, because we was camera shy. We was fucking around in the streets, man. You know, indictments came with that shit. You know what I'm saying? RICO, you know what I'm saying? Embedding, so on and so forth. So, you know, everybody on the EB, you know what I'm saying? We were still camera shy, man. We were alligated in homicides and robberies and all this other ass, you know, street nigga assumptions, you know, that people give real street niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? All of these assumptions and allegations, man. You know what I'm saying? So we were so camera shy, we didn't shoot no videos. Now that I come home, I say, man, wait a minute. I got to give these people a chance to grow with me too, man, here. Nigga, look at that great mess guy. In this shit, nigga mess so you know what I'm saying, that's what I did. I knelt off and I hit the gas, you know what I'm saying, that way. So they speaking on my name part 1, part 2 was nothing but about me giving y'all something exclusive. You ain't gonna never hear on no album, you ain't gonna never hear on no mixtape. You just was gonna get on YouTube and just get a chance to look at the cash lord nigga being so 100, you know what I'm saying, though, fresh out on the show 100 shit though. I'm shooting a new video. That's a Sassy Back to a Blimp. I'm going to shoot the new shit in St. Louis on the 12th, man. Fuck around on the 12th. I got Area Code Jewelry coming down, bringing me some new pieces. I got a new grill coming, too. Shout out Area Code Jewelry, my nigga Cash. Man, the support and the embracement, you know what I'm saying, with the whole Area Code thing and the bust down thing with Cash been so incredible, man. I just wanted to shout, bro, out, man. That's my number one nigga. That's my number one jeweler right there, man, because, man, his diamonds are clarity, man. You know what I'm saying? And I know Paul from the Diamond Center, nigga. You know what I'm saying, though? Yeah, but my nigga, he gonna juke you, man, and give you that good VS. You feel me? Shout out Cash, man. You know what I'm saying? And if Paul didn't smoke coke, nigga, if Paul from the Diamond Center didn't smoke coke, nigga, I'd have been getting that juke from Paul, nigga. You know what I'm saying, though? Yeah, I've been busting niggas' nose with it for some Diamond Center pieces, nigga. Cause Carl shit cloudy as fuck. What's up, bro?
Hey man, keep it real, man. You know what I'm saying? You about to hit him with the tour too now, huh? So you dropping them with a two new free albums, new videos, and now with a tour too.
The tour starts in August, right after the album drop. New album is entitled Either You at the Table or You on the Menu, Volume 1 and 2. The mixtapes, Never Say Nothing You Want Black Back to You, Volume 1 and 2. That was a quote from John Gotti Sr., rest in peace. And Either You at the Table, You on the Menu was a quote from Al Capone, rest in peace, man. I'm mobbed out, nigga. It's still macking and mobbing, nigga. Shout out Be the Weeder. It's still macking and mobbing, nigga. You know what I'm saying, though? So, yep, that release in July, the new tour, start this summer. You know what I'm saying? The second round on me, Cash Lords tour, man. Start August, this summer, August, man. So make sure y'all book y'all dates and all the shit. It's going to be a guaranteed sellout of it. I'm running a bag. Come fuck with me. Come hang out with me, man. And let's bust everybody's nose, man. You know what I'm saying, though?
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna piss everything in the motherfucking building, man. You feel what I'm saying? Them Bel Air Rosé bottles, nigga, that Avion, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Them good Ciroc bottles, man, we gonna piss, man. We gonna piss some good fists around this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? After we jump out, nigga, and then piss the creme brulee, the garlic beef tartare, nigga, you know what I'm saying? And all the shit, though, nigga, the skirt steaks and all the shit, though, nigga, we gonna get in this club, nigga, run this bag, nigga, we gonna be where you niggas, put your money where your mouth is, nigga, you broke ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? Stay your ass at home, man, because we fucking with mess, nigga. Yeah, the second round on me, Cash Lords tour, man, new tour coming this summer, August, man, and a new album. Either you at the table, you on the menu, volume 1 and 2, release July this summer, man, a month right before the tour, my nigga.
For sure. You know, best believe, man, once you in the Bay Area, I'm going to definitely try to reach out and get some of that backstage footage, you feel me?
I'll try, man, bring your bammer, nigga. Yeah, man, I got that spank you attitude right now. I got too much to prove, my nigga. You feel what I'm saying, though? I'm back like I left the bitch, man. Where the hoe at? You bitch ass nigga. Where the bitch at, man? I'm back. You hear me, man? Oh, my mama, nigga. I piss an SK, nigga, with a 200-round drum blip, nigga. Right now, nigga. 700. Yeah. That nigga pissed 700 on me. Blood jumped out and spanked me. You better believe it. Cash Lords, man. Cash Lords up, nigga. Black Squad Mafia, my nigga. Pissed this 200-round drum on one of you broke-ass niggas, though. Hey, traders.
Hey, and that brings me to my next question, man. St. Louis, bro. So you've been dropping a couple of live videos on IG and talking about St. Louis this, St. Louis that. So, I mean, what's the word with it, though?
I mean, I'm just saying, though, shout out King Nelly, man. Shout out Nelly. Shout out St. Lunatic. Shout out King Nelly, man. The Chingy era, man. The Nicky Barnes era around this motherfucker right now, my nigga. This is the number one most dangerous city in the world, man. You know what I'm saying? They trying to get it together. I'm trying to get it together, man. You feel what I'm saying? Just like Flint, Michigan. You know what I'm saying? With that water crisis, man, it is very impoverished. It is very real, just like Delane. You know what I'm saying? And it's a city full of motherfuckers trying to get rich and beautiful-ass people, my man. Black, white, man. You know what I'm saying? All the shit, man. But you know what I'm saying? It's so plentiful. Yeah. But it's so dangerous, man, like Kansas City. I think Kansas City number two on the most dangerous city in the world, nigga. Number two or number three. Yeah. So Missouri, you know what I'm saying? I've been that nigga around the Missouri state. Shout out to Rich Loaf, man. Shout out to Rich the Factor. You know, I've been that nigga, you know what I'm saying, around Missouri. You know, this ain't nothing new. You feel what I'm saying? So I just get out here, man. Shout out Jack, my nigga. On the go publications, my nigga. I get out here, I fuck around, me and Quinn do some business, you know, with the new album. I want to speak on that too, because that's a part of the St. Louis era too, man. Shout out Sharif, my dumb old Sharif out here, man, pushing a hard line. Paru Sharif and Jock, Fairfield Jock, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Level 4 Jock, nigga. Yeah. Queen Jock pushing a hard line too. You know what I'm saying? On the go management, you know what I'm saying? Me and Quinn did the Mess and Quinn album, you know, inspired by, you know, the works of men in general. Shout out Herm, shout out Showtime, shout out Jock. You know what I'm saying? You know, right. just inspired by men, you know what I'm saying, in general. No homo with the bag, because this was our dream anyway, my nigga. You feel me? So once we start getting a little money, we just said, fuck it. We just gonna come together and jug these albums to kickstart these labels, and we gonna keep it going the same way, my nigga. Quinn jumping out of Rover, nigga. Mess jumping out SL, nigga. You feel what I'm saying, though, nigga? We not tripping, bro. You feel me? So let me clarify this shit, nigga. Explosive Mode 4, Explosive as Usual, is coming out through On the Go Publications. You know what I'm saying? Hardline Management, On the Go Publications, my nigga. I'm not supporting whatever it is Done Deal Digital has put up. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm trying to speak intelligently so, you know, nigga, you don't get the wrong idea. Like, I won't jump out on you and ask you what the fuck you talking about too, though, nigga. And I said that respectfully too, though, nigga. You know what I'm saying, though? So I try to keep this shit business and cordial at the end of the day, because that's what we came to the table and do. You know, and when a nigga spin off the table, nigga, get to wiggling around this motherfucker, nigga, you get to talking to other men, you know, about a man, man, that shit, that's just like talking to a bitch. You feel what I'm saying, though, nigga, about a bitch or something, man. You know what I'm saying, though, nigga? Real niggas don't do no shit like that, man. But I don't support that other shit that they doing or putting out. The only thing I'm supporting, man, and putting my stamp on is Explosive, as usual. The real Explosive Mode album. I forgot what we titled that motherfucker. I'm so upset these niggas side swipe the nigga Good Game, nigga, with this shit they doing, nigga, crossing this game like, you know what I'm saying, nigga? I don't get down like that, man. I value position, and life come with that, homeboy. Nigga, take your life for nothing, nigga. So if you sit down at the table, you do some business with a nigga, man, that's position right there, man. Everything else, then, nigga, that happened after you spin off, man, that's your life, homeboy. I don't fuck around with, I don't live my life like that, man. Shout out Jock, you know, even shout out Fast and them, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But I can't support that shit, man. That nigga gave me he gave me the bag, man. He gave Quinn the bag, man. So, you know, that's what I got to sit down and understand, man, and support, man. That other shit they doing, I don't know what the fuck they doing, Compass. You feel what I'm saying? But it crossed a lot of games. Excuse me. It crossed a lot of games. So, you know, there you have it, man. Mess, Quinn, the real Special Mode album, On the Go Publications, Hardline Management, Hardline Publications, On the Go Records. I forget what job, baller, man, call it, man. This nigga so motherfucking rich, nigga. You know what I'm saying? He forget that, nigga. He rap, nigga, and got a label, nigga. I think he gave me and Quinn like 50 or something. You know what I'm saying? 50 or 50 pop or something. You know what I'm saying? 100, put 100 on the table or something, man. You know what I'm saying? That's how rich blood is. I don't cross no game like that, man, unless I'm going to rob you, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? So I can't support none of that other shit, man. Like I said, nigga, even shout out to Faz, my nigga, but I just can't sit down with you this way, my nigga. So, man, all that shit they putting up, all shit, nigga, it ain't no paperwork on that shit in any way, my nigga. You feel? Tell them to give it to you for free if they gonna do something with that shit, man, but do not cross them. You can't cross that game like that, man, because when you spin off after the table, a nigga might spank you, nigga. You feel what I'm saying, though? Black Squad Mafia, though. What's up, Compass?
What's good, Mess? Man, you laying it all on the table today, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's good.
Man, listen, I came home. I've been home 6 months, bro. You know what I'm saying? Me and Burner, I left Burn, you know what I'm saying? Burn 1 ENT. Only because, and I left in good spirits. Burner in good spirits. The only reason why I left the Cookies Movement, nigga, I said, Burner Blood, nigga, you told me your politics and my politics was different, you know, for me to get out here and get with this positive vibe. That's what good smoke all about at the end of the day anyway, man. Smoking one, man. You feel me? And being in a good spirit, my nigga. Good vibes, man. That's what pot is about, nigga. That nigga is on his pot game. That nigga fuck around with this pot game, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So you have a lot of relationships with growers, you know, that just sit back and smoke all day and say, you know what? That's a negative-ass person right there. I would never fuck with that man and drive around with my kids.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying, though? So I understood, blood, man. You know what I'm saying? And me too as well. I don't give a fuck at the end of the day because I'm going to be who I'm going to be, man. I still get out and fuck with these streets, nigga. Every day. It ain't a nigga. And I can tell you since I've been home, I ain't been outside. Every day with my hand on that motherfucker jumping out, nigga. You niggas talking about you looking for who, nigga? We going to pull up, nigga, that Whale Street, nigga. We going to pull up that Eddie fucking Holly, nigga. I done spent $1 million over this motherfucker already, nigga. Stop it, stupid bitch-ass niggas. You feel what I'm saying, though? So I'm just saying that to say, my nigga, I've been home, man, and I had one of the situations that I felt honored by because before we had signed Burner, you know what I'm saying, me and Burner locked in and did some good music with made the streets pay attention. Wiz is a street nigga, a pothead street nigga, bro. You feel what I'm saying, though? So, you know, and Burner, you know, the content of his lyrics, you feel what I'm saying, is along the lines of, you know, every real street nigga out here, too, as well. Man, I'm not taking up for Burner, but I had to leave Burner label because they used that shit against me. He ain't going to say nothing. That was his sacrifice to Burner. He just going to say, I never said I squashed none of the beef, nigga. I said some men got together and they talk, nigga, and it's all good, nigga. I ain't tripping, nigga. Right. It's what I said. Shout out to T-Fest, nigga. That's what I said, nigga. Never said I squashed nothing. Even though, nigga, it's some action to do anything, nigga. Squash some shit. I'm with that shit, nigga. I'm with the movement, nigga, when it come to being a civilized human being. Nigga, I ain't said nothing about no peace in the streets, nigga. You feel what I'm saying, though? But at the end of the day, when it comes to humanity, I sit down with any man. You feel what I'm saying, though?
Right.
So that's why I left, man. He told me to just say, man, you know what? It is what it is. I ain't got none of these problems. No problems with you niggas, but I don't want to give y'all none. You feel what I'm saying,
right,
though?
Yeah,
and that's what burner hole hype was, man. We're going to keep this shit positive, keep these positive vibes, keep these pot vibes. All right, nigga,
yeah.
I felt him. I said, okay, bro, I'm going to get that back. Nigga, I'm not tripping. You know, nigga, how quick I be quick to snap, nigga. It ain't nothing you going to ever be able to say about me, nigga, or do to me, nigga, without me saying something to you in the street, nigga. Nigga, after you say something to me, man, say something to you, nigga, and make sure you want it like that, nigga. I ain't never been no bitch-ass nigga nowhere in the world, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. Thank you. Talking to, nigga. Talking about, nigga. This cash for a mess, nigga. And that's what they say, man. If that nigga don't throw it at you, nigga, and throw it on you, he gonna get out and jump on you after he do it, nigga. Nigga, before he do it, nigga. Nigga. If he don't, nigga, he gonna get out, nigga, spank you, nigga, before he throw it at you, nigga. I throw this bag, nigga, at you, nigga, too, nigga. I don't give a fuck about none of these suckers, nigga. These suckers ain't talking about nothing, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But shout out Burner, bro. Shout out Toes. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All the shit, bro.
Yeah.
And like I said, man, that shit that Blood got on the line and did and all that shit, man, I don't even want to give this nigga no recognition because it's just going to blow this shit right back up. This nigga don't sell number 2,000 units, and that's Rasputin's, nigga. I swear to God, nigga, who else doing distribution, nigga? What? Nigga, Walt ain't paying nobody, nigga. You niggas ain't selling no, nigga. You ain't selling no records, nigga. Nigga, Rasputin's ordered 300 records of release. You got to wait 90 days before you get that money, nigga. What you be selling CDs for? $6. Come on, my nigga. Who is you lying to? You ain't the richest nigga in the world, nigga. We is, nigga. Cash flow is up, nigga. Let's buy my... You niggas ain't... Nigga, you ain't selling no records, nigga. Come on, my nigga. Stop exploiting the real game, though. And I'm going to leave that right there, too, my nigga. Stop exploiting the real game, nigga. You ain't the richest nigga in the world, you broke-ass nigga. You a bitch, nigga. Fuck you talking to, nigga. Same nigga I jumped out on Miami and that nigga with that heat, nigga. Like, who the fuck you niggas looking for, nigga? Same nigga set his ass up in there and asked me for a kilo of cocaine and those words. Lied on every piece of interview we ever got. This the same big old nigga. Man, that shit you did don't mean nothing to me, nigga. That don't make you no motherfucking gangster, nigga. That mean you dumb. You dumb, Blood. Nigga, I'm out here, nigga, going up, bruh. I'm right back on my bag, nigga. And I don't give a fuck about near comment, none of that shit, nigga. Rip Mac Trey, Rip Mac Trey, nigga. Off top, man. Fuck you talking about, though, nigga? Nigga, keep your nigga set. Nigga, it ain't no nigga in the world. I don't give a fuck how many niggas I lost. But if I got a nigga name in my mouth, a nigga gonna say, fuck me and everything I love. Because that is how it is. And I swear to you, Blood, at the end of the day, I said, why does nigga keep trying to do that like that, my nigga? Why does nigga just do that like that, my nigga? What I'm supposed to do? What am I supposed to do, my nigga? So since y'all keep trying to sacrifice me that way, Blood, I just was like, damn, my nigga, here we go. Just like this little shit that he just did. I said, damn, my nigga, that was out the blue. Here we go. Okay, let me do this and give Blood some respect, too, at the same time. But them niggas over there don't even respect that nigga.
Try,
you know what I'm saying, though, nigga? He called PSP a snitch. He called Max Shine a snitch. He called me a rat bastard.
Wow.
Nigga, I wouldn't have signed that Alpha David nigga to save your life, you bitch ass nigga. Nigga, this cash flow mess. Wow. That's why my nigga, cash flow is up, though. And I'm just saying that to say, Blood, that was some disrespectful ass shit. At the end of the shit, that was so disrespectful, my nigga. Stop putting my name in that shit, too, nigga.
Right.
And that's where it started from. That's where it started from. Stop putting my name in that shit.
Yeah.
That's where it started from, bro. Rest in peace, Fat Tone, nigga. Free Mac Minister, nigga. Stop putting my name in that shit, nigga. That's where it started from, world. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, Wanda. What the fuck? I just want to sit here and let a nigga just talk about me. Use bruh name and talk about me. Oh, come on, my nigga. When is it going to stop?
Yeah.
You know, and there's my apologies right there, man. You feel me? Mac Wanda, man.
Yeah.
I, brand name is crazy. And I say that, so I'm laughing out of respect, man, being humorous, because, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, man, we have to be human beings, man, and be able to keep your sense of humor, blessed, so things don't just be like, you feel what I'm saying, though? Yeah. Nigga, like a mess, like the mess nigga don't can't get out here and go, you big ugly bear.
And
hell,
hey,
bear.
And
hell nah, that nigga look like Madea, blood. Don't help me help the bear. Now when he look like Madea, cuz. Ugly ass nigga. Shut up talking to me, nigga, online, nigga. You know how I jump out. I jumped out on your Miami, nigga, already, nigga, with this burner, nigga. And that's how I'm jumping out, nigga, in the bay every day. I don't know where they had you locked up at, nigga. San Mateo, nigga. I don't know where the fuck you was at, nigga. Shout out Chama. Shout out Kumi. Nigga, I'm on all these spots, nigga. With my hand on the trigger. Nigga, just like how I been any other day. Respectfully. Respectfully, y'all, because that's what they understood in the beginning. That's who Messi is. If I would have came home and been on some other shit, they'd have been like, I don't know that nigga. But I was jumping out just like how I've been jumping out. They're like, that's that nigga I know. That's that nigga I understand, because that's how I jump out. Nigga.
Yeah.
That's the only thing they respected. Nigga. You ain't never seen that queen on Whale Street, nigga, on 850 and Holly, nigga, nowhere. None of these motherfucking trenches, nigga, around these traps, nigga, jumping out, nigga. Unless he was with the mess, nigga. I told him, nigga, get your ass in the car, grab that fuck out the car, it would be bigger. He said, nigga, we got to get Oakland back. I said, nah, nigga, we got to keep Oakland, nigga. Fuck you mean? Nigga, that's the only thing in the town respect, nigga, about mess, nigga. I jump out, nigga, open a bottle. I jump out, nigga, with this motherfucking, this good gang, nigga. And I jump out, nigga, on that bag. Nigga, on that bag, too. Nigga, looking for that bag, too. Nigga, my hand on that thing, man. And that's how they understand and understood mess, my nigga. That's where the respect came from, bro. Respectfully. Yeah. Nigga, shout out Oakland. Shout out Frisco. Nigga, I'm on 30. Nigga, I'm everywhere in San Francisco, too, nigga. Fuck you niggas talking about, nigga. You niggas listening to an idiot. That nigga is an idiot, bro. But yeah, man, new single, bro, giving up to the Jack Rip, the Jack 2, bro. Shout out AP. I'm saying all this shit, man. I never entertained none of that shit. Hustle snitch. This nigga a snitch. Nah, nigga, I never got into it like that until you said something about me, and then I understood what to say about you, nigga, because I understood you.
Right.
That shit you did was a whole lot of dry snitching, if that's who I was talking to or who I was talking about, my nigga. I never got my chain snatched from Filthy Rich. He bought that chain, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said that. You said that on the last interview.
Yeah, man. These niggas made a big-ass deal about some shit I left up in there for 2 years or something, nigga. I didn't give a fuck about that shit, nigga. I had bought a motherfucking brand-new coupe. I bought a fucking house, nigga. I had bought hella shit, nigga. Why wouldn't I have went and bought that cloudy-ass, dumb-ass shit, nigga? Because I didn't want to, nigga. But I'm just saying that to say, man, niggas made a whole lot of publicity and off this fake-ass shit, and anybody could have did. Man, that nigga that never took nothing. That nigga ain't gonna never take nothing from me, man. But that's how he wanted to do it, man. And that's what he did. The rest is history. I'm not talking about that nigga right now, nigga. I'm talking about history, nigga. That shit happened, nigga. Right. Everybody talking about it. But you understand what I'm saying, though, when I say that? Nigga, don't take this the wrong way, nigga. If you do, nigga, take your panties out your motherfucking booty then, nigga. I can see your asshole, nigga. Pull your asshole up then, nigga. Black Star Mafia, nigga. Cash flow is up, nigga. What's up, man?
Good.
Look down, nigga. We can see your asshole, you fag, nigga. Yeah, man. And I'm talking about history, nigga. This is what everybody talking about around the town, around the world. Been talking about, nigga.
Yeah,
man. This ain't me beefing with that, nigga. Niggas been talking about this shit, nigga, for 10 years, nigga. Blood been labeled a fag for 15 years, nigga.
Crazy.
Look down, nigga, your G-string showing, nigga. Nigga, that ain't nothing I started, nigga. I ain't starting no beef with you, nigga. Fuck you talking about, nigga? You paid me, nigga, for an album. Okay, Ralph paid you. Okay, it's all good, nigga. You paid me. Y'all gave me 9, then y'all gave me another 5 or something. I don't remember, nigga. Was it 15, 20? It wasn't nothing, bruh. I got on Cameo, nigga, to show the Bay Area that respect, nigga. Never said I squashed nothing. I said two men got together, my nigga. I would love to do a song with you. I'd love to do a song with Rich. Is what I said.
Yeah.
But niggas start bringing this other shit up for this publicity shit. These same street niggas. You feel what I'm saying? That the reverse psychology, like, we gonna do it like this. We the real street niggas. We gonna get online with this shit. So it'll make another nigga not say nothing about it, cause we just gonna call them niggas some internet niggas. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't never entertained none of that shit. Man, I got home, nigga, like, fuck it. It was time. I owed it to the people. I had something to say. I dropped 5 mixtapes on a pen, nigga.
For real.
You know what I'm saying, though? Nigga, Trey. Nigga, X-Rated was the first nigga to do that, bro. Yeah. Oh, nigga, come here. Yeah. Rest in peace, Dre, bro. Nigga, X-Rated was the first nigga to do that, nigga. Shout out Sacramento, man. G Parkway, nigga. Gas, nigga. Nail. Southside Richmond, man. Highness just bummed home. You know what I'm saying, man? I'm back. It's back, bro. But not back, man. Nigga, like he fell off. But I'm back, though, nigga. And, nigga, this wasn't no motherfucking interview, nigga. Start no problems, nigga.
Yeah, that's more. It's more, you know what it is,
motherfucker. Like, here we go again, nigga. WWF, the Ultimate Warrior just jumped in the ring. You motherfucking right, nigga.
Shake them ropes.
Put the camera on this nigga, the back of that nigga ass. You couldn't shoot a grenade launcher to get the G-string out that bitch ass nigga. Cash Lord's up, nigga. Blast my mouth. What's up, bro?
Yeah. Chill, man.
Same shit niggas been talking about for centuries, nigga. Blood gay. Blood over here. Snitch. Bruh, this nigga, that. Nigga, I'm not starting no beef, nigga. Couldn't show me a piece of paperwork. I turned state evidence on again. Nobody any time in the world in history right now, nigga. You can ask Lozada in Hunters Point. You can ask Fabre in Fillmo, nigga, the Northern State. Nigga, who y'all want to ask, nigga?
Ask everybody. You for real, though,
police,
man.
You know, look, talk to the police, nigga. I don't want to talk to these motherfuckers.
Yeah, and then the way you're putting it, though, it's got to be an end to this, though. You feel me? Because a lot of motherfuckers...
What was the beginning, though? Everybody was going to utilize the fact that Mets don't entertain this shit unless it's an out-of-town nigga that bumped through this motherfucker talking that fake shit, nigga. That's the only time I entertained it. And it was either this and it was either that, man. Other than that, I never fell out with nobody around that motherfucker. Just based on how I told you, I was jumping out, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And when we talk about me and you, I'm talking about myself, man. This is me. This is how I jumped out all my life, bro. You feel what I'm saying, though? I've been a real nigga all my life, bro, in those terms. Everybody got their own definition of real nigga. You can hide in the house all day, nigga, and count some money and think you a real nigga. Soon as you get outside, nigga, somewhere, nigga, where you ain't, nigga gonna spank you, man. You feel what I'm saying, though, nigga? And a nigga don't need 100 niggas, man, to spank your ass, nigga. Feel what I'm saying, though? They say, man, that little bitch sneaky right there, man. You hear me, man? Niggas ain't talking about
gotcha,
nigga. And that's not no threat, man. I'm not starting no beef, man. I'm just talking about some shit niggas been talking about for ages. Blood taken in the booty. And other blood as a snitch. And other blood, another blood, another blood, another blood, man. Stop exploiting this real game, my nigga. Real niggas don't do no shit like this, blood. Yeah, shout out to
for real,
game,
man.
Super Bowl is Pyro Nation. Hey, I love you, Bay Area. You can't never understand how much until you can understand how many trends I set, until you can understand how these niggas try to blackball this real game, nigga. And understand, nigga, they'll do the same thing to your motherfucking talented ass, nigga. Fearless, motherfucking, gangful, colorful, nigga, smart TV HD in these niggas' face, man. Ha ha, nigga. Busting these niggas' nose, man. These Valentinos busting these niggas' nose, nigga. Jumping out, busting these niggas' nose, nigga. I come when I bum home, nigga. I tuck and jump me and act nasty, nigga. I'm jumping to act nasty. I'm tough, nigga. I'm jumping out, though. And I got about $100,000 in my hand, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? But them niggas, my niggas, respect that, because that's who I've been all my life. I jump out 9-0 bookers. I jump out on 3rd, nigga. Nuka. I jump out everywhere like that, nigga. I've been doing it, nigga. Shout out Kick in a wheelchair, nigga.
No.
Funny in a wheelchair, nigga. Come on, my niggas. Man, let's get this base shit together, my nigga.
Yeah.
I'm saying, though, bro. And I swear to you, I said, man, I'm glad that the men, you know, it didn't pass on me, bro.
For real.
Nigga. I just talked to Keith, nigga, 3-4 days ago. Like, nigga, I love you, nigga. Man, I'm glad to hear your voice. You sound good, nigga. Get better, nigga. You know what I'm saying, though?
For real.
I missed the Cali Fest, though. Yeah. I was supposed to pull up to that, but you know what I'm saying? Not an emotional conversation. Very healthy for Bay Area companies, my nigga. For the Bay Area, my nigga. I'm not starting no beef, nigga. I'm talking about some shit niggas been talking about for 10, 20 years. Only thing these niggas say is, you can't go to Fillmore. Bitch, I stopped in on the EB as soon as I got home. The first day, nigga. Yeah. Shout out Player P, nigga. Fuck you niggas talking about, nigga. Shout out Player P, nigga. Shout out Say Stunning, nigga. Nigga. Shout out them Jets, nigga. I mean, on the other side of that EB, nigga. Shout out Lil D Session, nigga. I went to the granny house. I went to Lil Session and D Session. Mama house, first day out, nigga. I hit the O's the first day out, the second I got out, nigga. Fuck you niggas talking about. This is what I love around here, nigga. This is what love me around here, nigga. Rip ski love, nigga. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah.
Come on, man. These and it seemed like Fillmo turn down is these niggas turn up. You niggas ain't got it yet. Nigga. Mess that nigga, bruh. Cash Lord, mess that nigga. If we can't get Cash Lord, mess out the way, nigga. I don't give a fuck if the whole city of San Francisco involved. If we can't get that nigga out the way, we can't eat. Nah, nigga, stop putting out that garbage ass shit. That's all. Niggas kill Rasputin's and stop putting me on number one. Niggas telling niggas stop giving me, don't give him beats. Niggas telling niggas don't give him interviews. Don't tweet him. Nah, Compass, don't do that. Just wait until I pull my pennies out the back of my asshole. Like a bitch would say, shoulda seen it, you bitch. Nigga.
Damn.
I talk behind a gun, nigga. Shout out Mac Blast too, nigga. That Acorn, nigga, that 18, nigga. That gas team, nigga. I talk behind a gun, nigga. And I've been talking like this, nigga, over the rest of my life, nigga. How that sound, man? And I love y'all, babe. Shout out to Bay Area, blood. Todd, I love you. You over. No, I'm just fucking with you. I'm an older motherfucker, too. But, nigga, I'm finna give these people a chance to see a little gray pop on my hair now. Todd, I was just playing, blood. Todd, get mad. So, you know what? I'm finna diss me. That nigga smoke a joint, nigga, and didn't want to diss me in the morning, blood. We finna diss that. Nah, shout out P.O., shout out Ty, blood. You know I'm trying to be funny, nigga. Shout out Ty, shout out P.O., shout out Hub, shout out Fody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't let Ty smoke a joint. Don't smoke a joint, nigga. All right? All good, man.
Thanks,
and, nigga, I've been through a whole lot, man. A little bit of nothing, though. But, just, you know, I'm able to sit down and talk to a motherfucker, and a motherfucker sit down and want to listen to it, man. I can tell you something that's worth listening to, nigga. I done been through a little bit, my nigga, and I'm still relevant. I don't give a fuck what you say, how you say it, nigga. I'm still relevant, my nigga.
Yeah,
June Tao, wow, wow.
Yeah,
that's how I come out, wow, too, nigga. June Tao, wow, wow.
Hey.
What's up, nigga? Black Scott Mafia, what's up?